Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: organ trafficking bill passes second reading in Canadian Parliament; Shenyun 2019 begins in Berkeley, California; raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong at Santa Monica Ocean Park; independent tribunal affirms large-scale state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China; Ecuador, increasing awareness of the persecution in China during Human Rights Week; and Australia, Falun Gong welcomed at Melbourne Christmas markets. Now for the stories.
Organ trafficking bill passes second reading in Canadian Parliament. Canadian Senate Bill S-240 passed the second reading in the House of Commons on International Human Rights Day on December 10th. The bill would make it a criminal offense to receive an organ taken without consent of the donor, with punishment of up to 14 years in prison. The bill also denies entry into Canada of those involved in illegal organ trafficking as immigrants or refugees. Members of Parliament debated and voted on the principle of the bill and referred to the bill to the Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development for consideration. The bill already passed in the Senate in October. The next step is a third reading, after which the bill will become law. MP Garnet Genuis, who introduced the bill in the House of Commons, said during the first reading on November 20th, "Two well-known Canadians, David Mattis and David Kilgore, have uncovered something shocking. Their painstaking research has unearthed that between 60,000 and 100,000 human organs are being transplanted in Chinese hospitals each year, with virtually no system of voluntary donation in place. Most of the organs come from prisoners of conscience, primarily Falun Gong practitioners. Today I am moving a Senate bill to ask the House of Commons to rule on a fairly simple proposition, that the removal of vital human organs from living patients without their consent is morally unconscionable and must be stopped." MP Cheryl Hardcastle, as vice chair of the Subcommittee on International Human Rights, stated in the debate on December 10th, "The subject of black market organ harvesting is not a new one. Indeed, Bill S-240 is a bill that has been through many parliaments. These bills were written largely in response to credible and appalling reports concerning organ harvesting in China. The Subcommittee on Internal Human Rights has studied the issue of organ harvesting in China and has issued at least two lengthy reports and a number of statements. The reports discuss in gruesome detail the establishment within China of an actual organ harvesting industry. According to the testimony that our subcommittee heard on November 3, 2016, China's organ harvesting industry developed in tandem with its systematic repression of Falun Gong. Canadians contribute to organ trafficking primarily through a phenomenon called transplant tourism. It is the most common way to trade organs across national borders. Recipients travel abroad to undergo organ transplants, and there is currently no law in Canada against this practice."
Shenyun 2019 begins in Berkeley, California. New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts unveiled its all-new 2019 program at Zellerbach Hall in Berkeley, California, on December 12, 2018. Shenyun, now in its 13th year, has grown in size and popularity since the company's inception in 2006. This season, the dance and music company will be performing more than 640 shows in over 140 cities with six full-sized touring companies. John Hamilton, a radio host for KGO Radio, attended the Shenyun performance in Berkeley on December 12th. He said, "The dancing, the choreography is beautiful. They're all so extremely talented. That backdrop is something sensational. You don't know what to expect, and then all of a sudden, this magical thing happens. So that's pretty exciting. I think what Shenyan is doing is taking China, stretching back 5,000 years, and introducing it to us in an interesting way that we can understand because of dance. Greg Berman, owner of a wilderness guide company, attended the performance at Zellerbach Hall on December 14th with his friend Joy. Mr. Berman said, "The divine is around us all the time. We've become so blinded to it in modern life, and so it's nice to be reminded of it. The combination of the whole theme and the skill level, what the story and the spirit evoke, made me want to travel the earth and connect more to the planet in different places." Joy said, "I feel that the performers here are not just performers, but they are actually transmitting the divine. Masterful. The energy is being transmitted, and it's really powerful." Sarah, a college professor who teaches criminal justice, was impressed to see a dance piece depicting the modern tale of courage and perseverance of Falun Gong practitioners who face brutal persecution under the Chinese communist regime. She said, "They're still practicing Falun Gong there. I know what courage that takes. That's amazing. I'm glad that we have seen this. The light came about, and there is hope." Shenyan will continue its world tour with upcoming performances in San Jose, California, McAllen, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland, Rockford, Illinois, and Ottawa, Canada.
Raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong at Santa Monica Ocean Park, California. A special activity recently caught the attention of passersby at the Santa Monica Ocean Park tourist attraction. Falun Gong practitioners formed a line on the sidewalk and held a series of banners next to each other to raise awareness of the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China. The practitioners called it the Great Wall of Truth. The dozens of practitioners who gathered at Santa Monica Ocean Park on December 16, 2018, also demonstrated the five sets of health-improving exercises for the public. Some practitioners gave out flyers to passersby, hoping they could learn not only about the benefits of the practice, but also about the persecution that has been ongoing since 1999. Many tourists showed their support for the practitioners' efforts to end the persecution, and some expressed interest in learning the exercises. Helen Lee from the Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party said that more people still need to know about Falun Gong. She said, "The Chinese Communist regime is still arresting and torturing practitioners. We need everyone to act together to stop such evil." L.A. resident Ms. Lin said she immigrated to the United States many years ago and learned about the persecution in 1999 from the news, but she didn't believe the CCP propaganda. She said she believed that practicing a belief is a personal choice and shouldn't be made political. She said that the CCP shouldn't deprive the rights of the people, nor should it have launched the persecution. Sandra and her husband Jesse joined the practitioners for the exercises. This was their first encounter with Falun Gong. They said the exercises made them feel comfortable and relaxed. Besides telling people about the persecution in China, practitioners also wanted to tell the public about the principles of Falun Gong: truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Carla Cardoso from Mexico, who has been a practitioner for 2 months, said that she was happy to now be able to, quote, "look at everything in life from a different perspective."
Independent Tribunal affirms large-scale state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China. An independent tribunal has unanimously concluded that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has taken place in China on a substantial scale. The interim judgment by the Independent Tribunal into forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, also known as the China Tribunal, was delivered in London on December 10, 2018, following 3 days of public hearings where witnesses, medical experts, and investigators submitted evidence. The China Tribunal is a coalition of lawyers, academics, ethicists, medical professionals, researchers, and human rights advocates dedicated to ending forced organ harvesting in China. The tribunal seeks to establish whether criminal offenses have been committed by the state or state-approved organizations in China, and which individuals may have engaged in forced organ harvesting. A final judgment is due in spring 2019, and though it will carry no legal authority, it will serve as an evidence-based record that can place pressure on international organizations and raise public awareness. The judgment was made after hearing evidence from 30 witnesses, including Chinese refugees who fled persecution after being detained in China. A dozen Falun Gong practitioners gave their testimony at the hearings, detailing the torture they suffered in China, including forced feedings, starvation, electrocution, and beatings. David Mattis, an independent investigator of forced organ harvesting in China, told the tribunal that he has found that the total number of transplant surgeries taking place in China far exceeds the volume of organs from China's voluntary donors and death row prisoners. The chairman of the tribunal stated, "We, the tribunal members, are all certain, unanimously, beyond reasonable doubt, that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time, involving a very substantial number of victims, by state-organized or approved organizations or individuals."
Ecuador, increasing awareness of the persecution in China during Human Rights Week. Falun Gong practitioners joined several events between December 10th and 13th during Human Rights Week in Loja, a city in southern Ecuador. Highlights of these events included a practitioner being interviewed by a television news reporter and hundreds of people attending documentary screenings and learning the exercises during large-scale exercise demonstration sessions. Due to the human rights events, practitioners distributed flyers about Falun Gong and explained to passers-by the mistreatment that practitioners suffer in China for their beliefs. They also collected signatures calling for an end to the suppression in China. In the evening, a practitioner was interviewed by a television reporter in Loja. After explaining what Falun Gong is and describing how practitioners are persecuted in China, the practitioner was invited to the television station to watch a preview of the news segment. He was then able to talk with more of the station's staff members about Falun Gong. The documentary Free China, The Courage to Believe was screened for audiences in several theaters at Loja colleges and schools on December 10th through the 12th. Follow-up forums and discussion panels gave audience members additional opportunities to learn about the situation in China. Startled by the severe human rights violations against Falun Gong practitioners in China, more than 100 professors and students discussed their concerns. Like the other schools that hosted screenings of the documentary, the professors and students at the UIDE Law School learned the 5 sets of exercises and discussed their understandings. Some students said they could feel strong energy on their hands while doing the exercises and wanted to learn more about Falun Gong.
Australia, Falun Gong welcomed at Melbourne Christmas markets. Falun Gong practitioners in Melbourne, Australia took part in festive Christmas markets in Mornington and Warrandyte on December 9th and 15th. As visitors strolled through the markets to shop for holiday gifts, many stopped at the Falun Gong booth to watch the practitioners demonstrating their peaceful meditation. Practitioners also showed people how to make origami lotus flowers, a popular activity with all different age groups. In Mornington, visitors were delighted to hear about the benefits of the practice, and many asked for the location of nearby practice sites. A number of people signed up for a free exercise seminar that will be held in January. Heather, who visited the Mornington market, commented, "I am full of admiration for the Falun Gong people. I think they face tremendous challenges, and everywhere they go, there is always a peaceful and beautiful energy." Nancy said that she has been learning Tai Chi and wanted to try the Falun Gong exercises. She learned the first exercise, called the Fallen Standing Stance, and said right away that it helped her concentrate her mind more than Tai Chi. She said, "This is what I need." Despite 2 hours of pouring rain in the morning, the Christmas market at Warrandyte was held as scheduled. about 200 vendors set up along the Yarra River, offering fresh produce, arts and crafts, and gourmet food. The Warrendyte Christmas Market has become a family tradition for many local residents. Many people stop by the Falun Gong booth to learn about the practice and the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China. Quite a few people signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Visitor Gary said his first encounter with Falun Gong was 5 years ago, when he went to the Chinese consulate to apply for a tourist visa to China. He saw practitioners peacefully protesting near the embassy. At the time, he didn't have a chance to learn what Falun Gong was. But after learning about the practice and the persecution from practitioners at the Christmas market, he signed the petition supporting the call to end the persecution. Janine runs a family business with her husband. When she learned that the 9-day Falun Gong lectures would be held near her home, she signed up. She said that she believed that Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance would help her and her husband meet their business challenges with a calm mind. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.